The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Tiny houses on purpose, huh?
Yes. Let me say up front, this wouldn't work for me. But there are a lot of people who find this a really interesting way to live. We met last fall a family of four called the Burzens, a mom, a dad, two kids, 7 and 9, and a 90-pound dog that stands 3 feet high, who are happily living in a 320-square-foot home in Virginia.
Now, this is something we're seeing more and more in big cities with apartments. I know both New York City and San Francisco now have apartments. I haven't seen a lot of houses that are this small.
Well, theirs is. It's a tiny little 8-foot by 21-foot home. They built it with salvaged materials. They now live in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. They actually built it in Florida. The dad, Carl Burzens, lost his job when he was down in Florida. He worked in the building trade. They really felt that homeownership was important. They wanted to stay homeowners, so they rented for a little bit, saved up a bunch of cash, about $25,000, and bought a piece of property in Virginia, 3-acre lot, built their home out of salvaged materials and stuff they found off of Craigslist down in Florida, put it on a trailer, brought it up to the land they had bought in Virginia, and were able to remain, you know, homeowners just on a much, much smaller scale. And now Carl is working as a chef, and his wife Harry is working part-time for a nonprofit, and they tell us that they're living very happily, and, you know, inspired by the recession, but continuing to live this way by choice.
And I take it there's no mortgage here, and so I guess other than utilities, the money he now makes goes right in their pocket, which can make up for a lot. I'm looking at the pictures on HouseLogic.com. It's pretty nice.
It is pretty nice. We have, again, we have those pictures, houselogic.com/radio. It's fascinating to see. I mean, you talked about, you know, utilities. They heat the whole place with one radiant baseboard heater. And their appliances are things they found from the 1950s apartment size gas range and, you know, small things. I think they found some of it on, they told us they found some of it on Craigslist.org. So really, really interesting. And the dad was able to do a lot of the work constructing the place on his own because he was in construction during the building boom in Florida. So his wife says he comes from a long line of Latvian handy folk. So,
yeah, I mean, this obviously took up somebody who's very skilled. But let's get to the practicalities of this. So when I want to listen to music at home and my wife wants to watch television or get away from my music and just read, we have some space to do it. So how do they do that in this tiny house? Kids want to do their homework. Dad wants to watch sports or the news. How do they accomplish that?
Well, you know, they solve that problem because they don't have a TV.
So, oh, well, there you go.
There you go. They believe in truly living simply. So they don't have a TV, so, you know, there's less space need for that. And what the mom, Harry, told us is that, you know, when the kids need quiet time, they all have quiet time. So if the kids have to study, that's when the parents will read a book or, you know, go outside for a little bit. They have a nice deck they put on the front of this little 8 by 21-foot home, and they do a lot of things out on the deck, and they have a fire pit out there so that in the, you know, winter they can still extend their living space. A lot of the concepts we talk about in a normal-sized house, and they've just done it in a smaller way, and they've done it in ways that create a tremendous amount of utility for them in how they live. For example, they have a sofa. You lift up the cushions, and under the sofa, it's all storage space.
And it's very, very cleverly done. As I said, it's surprisingly nicely done. This is an indelicate question. We obviously can't answer this, you know, too technically, but they do have two kids. They seem from the pictures like a very loving husband and wife. How do they get any private time?
Well, you know, we asked them that direct question. We said to them, so, you know, what about your date nights? And what about your little romance here? And they said they make sure they always have a day off together. I mentioned the dad works as a chef. The mom works part-time for a nonprofit. So they always make sure they have a day off together, hopefully when the kids are, you know, in school or doing other things. She said when they need quiet time, they go for a walk in the woods or they have a hot tub as a part of their on their land, and they go there. And she said, you know, there's a wall between the children's loft and the parents' loft, so they make it work.
As I said, because I've been looking at the pictures while we've been talking about this, you can go on houselogic.com and see this family. It's the article is How a Family of Four Lives in a 320-square-foot Home, and apparently pretty happily. Pamela Gertz-Kabadi from houselogic.com. Pamela, as always, a pleasure.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.